Hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Sheila Browning. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am the CEO and founder of Women in the Boardroom. We are a membership organization committed to helping senior-level executive women into the boardroom, the corporate boardroom, that is. And even though I do not want women to stop doing their charitable work, we only help women get onto boards that provide compensation. I always say I have no desire to help women volunteer one more minute of their time. Our members represent all industries and are qualified to serve on small, medium, and large company boards, public and private. Some are experienced directors, while others seek their first corporate board seat. We have been working at this for 15 years and continue to learn new ways to help our members. And our process works. 40% of our members are serving on corporate boards. We are the experts to help you get your seat at the table. Now, for the last 9 months, we've been having a lot of discussions with a variety of people, both men and women, in regards to board service and women. We then took the information we learned from those conversations and compiled a survey that was sent out to women who are experienced corporate directors, along with women who aspire to get their first seat at the table. We did this to better understand where and how we can help. We received a tremendous response of over 500 senior-level executive women who took the time to share their experiences with us. And now, while the results of the survey did not yield any tremendous aha moments, what it did tell us and remind us of is that we all need to show up, stand up, and speak up. And now, ladies, while there are some men out there who hold us back, for the most part, we are the ones who are blocking the doorway ourselves. I'm certainly not saying it's our fault and that we need to be fixed, but what I am saying is that we need to realize what we are doing or not doing to help ourselves get there. So on June 13th at 12 Eastern, I'm going to share an overview of the survey results, and more importantly, I will also be providing steps on what we can all do to help us get there. What are those action steps, you know, in order to help us where we should be? A few of the discussion points will be on why male networks still dominate board searches and what tactics you can employ to build your own network. Also, where the opportunities will continue to increase and how to capitalize on those. Why securing a board seat is still a mysterious process, and how you can strategize and execute your board plans with confidence. And lastly, well, there's going to be a lot more, but how imposter syndrome deters women and how to combat it. Listen, taking the mystery out of securing your board seat, you first must know what types of boards you are qualified for and what you bring to the table. Once you know these, you then need to have your elevator pitch down so that you're able to clearly articulate that to your network. The next step is to reach out to your network, and this does not mean that you need to go out and meet 50 new people each month. You know, we as women, we are already great networkers, and we love to help our network, but what we do need to do a better job at is working our network and asking for help. I will provide some tips on not only who to reach out to in your network, but what to say to them, how to ask, when to ask, and provide tips on maintaining those relationships. You know, in the last 5 years, and especially in the last 3 years, there has been a major shift in what boards are looking for when bringing on new directors. And this is really great news for all of us. Yes, boards still do need to have financial experts on their board, but they are also now seeking a lot of other additional experiences and skill sets to bring to their board, and those would include, you know, technology, risk management, HR, talent management, M&A experience, global experience, sales and marketing and operations experience. Now, other things that we'll cover on this webinar on June 13th are why the case for gender diversity in the boardroom still needs to be made and how to address it. Also, we'll cover why women are qualified for board, you know, why the women who are qualified for corporate boards are not putting themselves forward, and how to encourage growth in this area. And then we're also going to cover what motivations board service satisfies and how to capitalize on that. So I hope you will join me on June 13th at 12 Eastern as we go through those various items. And thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.